Hi, friends. We come to you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust today it's a great day wherever you are, or evening, or whatever time this broadcast reaches you. We're sending this broadcast around the world. We're told that it reaches into about 50 nations. And my, you know, God said this would be the sign of the near coming. He said that the gospel would be preached into all the world. So, friend, this may be the first time or the only time that you would ever have an invitation to get saved, to get right with God. There are many excuses that people are giving today, and we want to talk about excuses. You know, this is the way the kingdom of heaven is. God is a loving God. He wants to save anybody. He wants to save everybody. The Bible said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He gave his life a ransom. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when you ask people to get ready to go to heaven, you see, to go to heaven, you've got to make preparations. Just like if you're going on a trip or vacation, you make preparations. Well, in order to go to heaven, you've got to be saved. You've got to be born again. You have to make preparation because we're all sinners. And the excuses that people give, we find some of those excuses, many of them in the Bible. Would you turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 14 and let us read together? And when one of them had sat down at meat with him, he heard these things, and he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. You see, they were sitting down to eat. And the Lord taking this opportunity to expound the gospel, to preach, and he tells this is how the things are. People that are invited to my supper, that are invited to sit with me in heaven, they make excuses. And he said in verse 16, and then he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant out at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And this is true to form about the excuses that people make when they are invited to come to God's table. You know, the Lord's promised us. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you. I'm going back to heaven, and I'm going and I prepare a place for you, and I will come again, and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So God is in heaven today. You know, God made this world. He spoke it into existence. Listen, we didn't just evolve from some matter, but my friend, God made man after his own image and likeness. In the Genesis account, we find where that everything brought forth after its own kind. And therefore, God made man after his image and likeness, and God placed into man's bosom, he became a living soul. God breathed. And so man today has a conscience, and you have a soul. And today you can make choice as to what you're going to do with your soul. And here's the way the kingdom of heaven is. People are making all kinds of excuses. They made excuses in that day. They're making excuses today. When we talk to people about getting saved, about praying and getting right with God and being prepared to go to heaven, they begin to make all kind of excuses. And some are saying, well, everybody else is doing it. I'm just living like the world. If anybody else makes it, I'll go too. But my dear friend, that's the kind of attitude that it takes, and you'll end up in that terrible place that is called hell, because God has gone to prepare a place for us. And I trust today that you'll not begin to make excuses. One said, I bought a piece of ground, and I've got to go prove this. I got to go see it. You know, people just don't usually buy ground and then go see it later. Usually they go see the ground and then they purchase it. And you know, this is the worst prayer that we find any record of anywhere. He said, I pray thee, have me excused. Can you imagine, you know, if we have a banquet, a great table fixed and we have the best of food and we have a banquet. You know, we've gone to expense to do this. And we bid somebody to come to this great banquet, this great feast. Can you imagine that somebody just taking and going the other way? That's what these people did. They left and they went in a different direction. And I can imagine today God giving this wonderful and glorious invitation for you to come and live with him in a beautiful place called heaven, and you refuse this. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for a friend, but yet he laid down his life for sinful people. Now you must remember that we have all sinned. The Bible said the whole world is guilty in the sight of God. In Romans chapter 1, verses 20, he said that the whole world is guilty, and therefore we are without excuse. You cannot stand before God someday or in the day of judgment and say, God, I didn't know that I had to be saved, because you know today, even you can look out in the beautiful sky. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God and the earth showeth his handiwork. So you can just see the beauty of God in the hills and in the sky, in the mountains and the trees and the beautiful flowers. We can see, we call it nature, but really God is the God of nature. God made it all. And so God says, you'll find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Knock and it shall be opened. So today, if you want to understand about being saved, you just seek God in prayer and ask the Lord to show you, and God will show you, just like he did me. You know, we've all sinned. Everybody is born into this life a sinner. I was a sinner. I was lost and separated from God. I didn't have peace, and therefore I wanted peace, and I sought God and asked for the peace that God gives, and the Lord gave me peace. You say, well, I just don't believe as you do. It doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you're sincere. My dear friend, you can be sincerely wrong. I think that there are lots of people going to face God in eternity, and they said, I've done this in your name. In fact, the Bible affirms this. Say, I've preached in your name, I've prayed in your name, I've given sacrifices in your name, and the Lord is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. We find even some are saying, my church membership, I'm depending upon my membership. I'm a member of this organization. I'm a member of this church. And therefore, I believe that everything's going to be all right. But friend, do you know Jesus today? The church is not the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We find there's one in the Bible by the name of Simon. You know, he believed as the others were professing and believing, and they were being baptized in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And when they believed Philip's preaching, the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, and beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. But when he could see that the power and the Spirit of God was upon the apostles of Peter and John, he realized that he didn't have this power. He was not able to perform the things that these men of God that were truly saved, that were truly followers of the Lord. You see, when God saves you, he places his Spirit within us, and we're able to do things that the world cannot do. And of course, Simon, when he saw this by the laying on of hands that these people were receiving the Holy Ghost, the Bible said he offered them money in verses 18, but in verses 19, saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right with God. So friend, today you can be a member of a church. You can be just like Peter. He was baptized, or Simon rather. He was baptized, but still his heart was not right with God. I find in the 24th chapter of the book of Acts, we find where the Apostle Paul, you know, he was a man that thought he was right in his own Jewish religion, but we found that God brought him down to repentance, and he became a child of God, and God saved him, and then he became a preacher. And he was preaching to Felix. Here is a governor a man that was very knowledgeable in a lot of things, but he didn't know God. And when Paul preached unto him, the Bible said he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way this time, for when I have a convenient season, I'll call for you." And my friend, we have no record that Felix ever called for the Apostle Paul. And so today, you may reason as this man did of righteousness and judgment to come. You know, the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this is judgment, you're going to face God whether you're prepared or unprepared. And I beg of you today, friend, that you would not begin to make excuses like the world is making. I'm just as good as you are, you may say, and you may be as good as I am. But are you born again? Do you know Jesus in the free pardon of sin? There are lots of people that live good moral lives, but they don't have the new birth. We find an account where King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, verses 27, and King Agrippa believed, "Believest thou the prophets?" This is Paul again speaking to him. He said, "I know that thou believest." And then Agrippa said unto him, "Paul, almost thou hast persuaded me to be a Christian." So there are people at times have been almost persuaded to be a Christian, but they put it off until some more convenient time. But friend, this is the most convenient time perhaps that you'll ever have in your life. Right now, when God is knocking at your heart's door, revealing to you that you need to be saved. And how do I know this? By the Spirit of God. You see, he knocks at our heart's door. He troubles. He convicts us. He condemns us. And then when we pray and repent of our sins and ask God for forgiveness, he comes and takes his abode in our life, and he places the peace and joy in our heart that comes only from God. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. I'm glad that I learned to pray. I'm glad that I turned to you, Father, and asked for mercy and forgiveness. And Lord, that you did hear my prayer, and you forgave me of my sins, and you put a song in my heart, even praises unto your name. And I want to share this peace with others today, dear Lord, and I pray those that are listening to the sound of my voice, that they have this peace of God in their lives, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we ask it all. Amen.